What's up, everybody? Welcome to Buzzer. My name is Elliot Morgan, and today we are playing Beat the Clock. That's enough. Calm down. Too much. Goodness, who told you to clap that loudly? Okay, we're gonna dive right in, guys, to the Captain's Challenge. Sound good? So we got the captain from each team. Here's how this particular game works. All you guys gotta do is, over the next 50 seconds, knock over as many bowling pins as possible. But you cannot use your arms or your legs, and you can't blow them down. Instead, we've invented this beautiful contraption. It's a pantyhose, and it hangs directly between our contestants' legs, and inside the pantyhose are two tiny, tiny balls. And they have to use the physics of centrifugal force to knock down as many pins as possible. You are not allowed to touch the pantyhose at any moment, okay? You have to just keep it like that the whole time. The first captain to knock over all the pins, or the captain that knocks down the most pins in 50 seconds, wins 5 points, as well as a chance to choose their next fate in the next round. Sound good?
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Sure.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
You feel good? I like how you're like ready.
I'm ready.
Give them some support. All right.
Yeah.
Anatomically, Greg, you might have an advantage here, but we won't go into that
no,
just now.
Right?
Let's put 50 seconds on the clock, please. And go. There, okay. Oh, we got one. Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, okay. Two. Okay. All right. And okay. We got one more. All right. Excellent job. Good job, Trish. You got me. There's no way. You did wonderful. Have a seat over here. Come on over, guys. Excellent work. Okay, give him a round of applause.
Yeah!
Greg, excellent work. You guys are up 5 points. Now, what you get to do is, based off of these clues and these clues only, choose what your next round is gonna be. You got a plunger and you got a little towel in there. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go for the plunger.
Plunger, excellent choice,
plunger
dude. All right, while they're getting that set up, who's your teammate here?
Oh, this is my buddy, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
How do you guys know each other?
We both work for the channel Wisecrack on YouTube.
Ooh, yeah. Love that. What do you do on Wisecrack?
I do a show called Thug Notes, and Mark does a great show called Earthlink Cinema.
Yeah, perfect. Really cool. It's a comedic take on educational stuff. So he does like a Spark Notes thing for literature, and I do like movie reviews for film.
So if I like go to your channel, I can like learn stuff?
Totally.
Oh. And laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, and laugh. Okay.
Good learning.
Can you put me on your channel?
Of course, yeah, let's do it.
I'm here for me, just to network.
Let's do it, I'm down, yeah.
Perfect, well, join me over here.
Brilliant.
Let's see what our next challenge is based on the plungers you guys have. Now, I need to know which one of you guys is the better catcher, which one of you is the better thrower?
I can catch.
I can throw.
All right, let's
perfect.
Do it.
Perfect, Greg, come on over here.
Oh, look at that.
So for this next particular challenge, you guys have 45 seconds to catch two balls. But the way you're gonna catch the balls is you're gonna grab these plungers right by these little handles right there, okay? And then you, sir, are gonna bounce the tennis balls one time, and you have to catch each, like, plunger has to have a tennis ball. And if you get it within 45 seconds, you get 10 points, and you get to even further your lead, which will make them cry, and I think that'll be hilarious.
Oh, come on.
Perfect.
That's not right.
All right, make sure you hold the plungers down here at the very end, okay?
So one in each hand.
Yep, just like that. You're gonna look as ridiculous as possible.
Cool.
It's the name of the game. And you cannot move from that mat. If you move from that mat at all, you'll be electrocuted.
Disqualified.
And go! Oh, nope. And you got it. Oh, we got one down. 50%. No. Oh, okay. Not gonna happen.
We
got 38 seconds. Oh. Excellent work. Perfectly done. Put them down. There you go. Have a seat over here, guys. Excellent stuff. All right, you guys are up 15 points. There you go.
You
can hold on the safety glasses if you need them later.
That was some great teamwork, guys.
Yeah, you guys are excellent.
That was awesome.
You literally caught more things than I've ever caught in my life.
I don't believe that, Ellie.
It may be a little bit less. Maybe a little bit. Is this Bianca?
Yeah.
Hi, Bianca. How are you?
Meet my teammate, Bianca. She is a YouTube's musician.
Ooh,
yeah.
What's your channel?
It's Bianca Giselle. So you can youtube.com/BiancaGiselle. And I'm coming out with an album this summer, which I'm really excited about.
What kind of music do you do?
Mostly pop music, influenced with 60s pop, and a little bit of electronic stuff in there.
That sounds awesome.
I love to belt it out, so.
Very good, and I like it. Good luck. Trisha, you look familiar, but I can't place it.
So I have my own channel that just hit its 1 year birthday.
And what's the URL?
YouTube.com/NerdyChick5. I
love that.
I came up with that way before I got into YouTube.
I know, that's the worst. That's the best though, when you have like a weird name.
Yeah.
So what do you do on NerdyChick5?
I do some tech stuff, some gaming stuff, and I also have a vlog series called The Naked Truth, and...
Back up. Let's go ahead and re-explore that real fast. What's Naked Truth?
The Naked Truth is an au naturel vlog series, but while it sounds risque, it's not. It's shoulders up only, and no makeup and no hair, so it's au naturel in many ways, not just...
Perfect.
Lack of fancy clothes.
And you just hit how many subscribers?
Just hit 100,000 subscribers!
Congratulations!
Yay!
That's very that note, join me over here.
Okay.
As you guys know, you're 15 points behind. Stay calm. It's not that big of a deal.
I know.
Okay. It's still anybody's game. Here's the object of this particular challenge. All you got to do is get two of these balls into this here pool. Okay, but unlike the last challenge, you cannot bounce the balls at all. In fact, you can't even touch the balls. Story of our lives, right, fellas? So come on over here.
What?
You're gonna grab two corners of that towel.
Okay.
And what you're gonna do is you're gonna kind of just, our game assistant is gonna put the ball right there.
Great.
You're gonna toss the ball in
to
the pool. If at any point it bounces out or if it bounces before it lands in the pool, you don't get it. You have to get two directly in there and they have to stay.
It has to stay
in
there?
Isn't that hard?
Is that even physically possible?
Barely. That's how we like to make these games, as hard as humanly possible.
Oh,
if you
okay.
get this, you get 10 points and you get to narrow the gap a little bit. Sound good?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock, please.
Okay.
And here we go. Three, two, go! Right.
No!
That was close!
New one!
Right, just there, you got it a little bit. You got to put it right here. Okay, there, just a little. Oh, no, no. No. Oh, that was rough. Okay, there you go. Okay.
Hold on, ready? And three, two.
There you go. We got 38 seconds. Oh.
Three, two.
Yes.
Three, two.
One.
Three,
one more. One more. You got it. You got it. You got it. Believe in yourself. Oh.
Three, two.
There's still a little. Oh. Sorry. No bouncing. No sorry. 23 seconds.
All right. Gently. Gently.
Go. Oh. Wonderful, have a seat over here. Oh, excellent, excellent. We did it together. It was all me. Okay, come on over. Excellent work, you guys. I got super worn out during that. I wasn't even doing
anything. Very stressful for you.
It's really stressful
for
me. This is all very exciting.
Totally.
So you guys have 10 points, you guys have 15 points. Anybody's game, all very excited. One of you guys is gonna walk away with a lot of money. What are you guys gonna do if you end up winning a bunch of money?
Greg and I are gonna go on a sweet little walking tour of the filming locations of Rocky in Philadelphia.
Hey, Balboa.
Yeah, we've been on a real Rocky kick in the green room. So we're gonna probably visit the art museum, get a cheesesteak.
Are you gonna do the stairs?
Oh, we're gonna run up the stairs.
We're running the stairs. Money well spent. What about you guys?
Time.
What are we gonna do?
We're going to create our own amusement park.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know you're not winning that much money, right?
No, it's fine. It's for mice. It's actually cheese themed.
Have you guys felt like so far you've been pretty surprised with the challenges? Like, do you feel like you connected with your testicles earlier?
Yeah, I've never
I'm
had
sorry.
Balls before.
That was
I've never had balls before. It was a new experience
feels like
for me.
It's a little unfair advantage, though. Ooh. I mean,
you guys got it, though.
They were burned.
Greg does have a lot more practice.
Balls are not that low. It's not really
that low. Hold them up.
Give it a little bit of time, dude. All right, guys, come on over. Next up, we're going to be doing the head-to-head challenge. All right, both teams.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very exciting. Okay. So we're going to have one member of each team on these mats right here.
Great.
So Trish, you want to go right there?
Okay, great.
Perfect.
Sure.
Greg, perfect. And then you're going to come over here by our lovely game assistants, you two, Mark.
Hi.
So here's how this particular challenge works. What you guys got to do is you got to get as many ping pong balls as you possibly can into these containers, but you cannot use your hands in any way. Instead, we're going to give you champagne flutes that you're going to put in your mouths, okay? Ooh. But you can't hold the champagne flutes vertically. You got to hold them horizontally because it's more fun for our audience to watch that way, okay? So you're going to have them just like that. Perfect, perfect. Get in there. And then what you're going to do is our game assistant is going to put a ping pong ball into your champagne flute. You're going to carry it over to your friend here. And your friend's going to carry it all the way. All right? No hands at any point. And the team with the most balls in their container at the end of the 60 seconds wins 10 points, as well as an additional point for every ball that's in there. So it's anybody's game. 60 seconds on the clock, everybody. Get excited. You guys are all set. And go. Stay there. Yep. Stay on the mat. There we go. And now, Trisha, you take it back the rest of the way. Take it on over. Got it. And Bruce got one. Excellent job. We got Mark coming in. Oh, synergy. Beautiful. This is great. I love it. Keep on going. Perfect. Wonderful. And we got one. One to one. Oh, this is very exciting. 37 seconds. Keep it going. Keep it going. All right. Okay. We got one to one. This is very, very intense. I don't know exactly what's going on. Everybody, we got 3-2. 3-2, keep it going. You guys almost got this. Oh, no. won. All right, you guys won. Excellent job. Excellent job. Wonderful stuff.
Hey,
you guys tried. Wonderful stuff. Okay, not bad, not bad. You didn't know. You guys win $200. You're also moving on in the tournament. Thank you guys for watching Beat the Clock. Please like the video. And hey, let us know what your favorite challenge out of all of them was in the comments. If we like your comment, we'll send you a Buzzer t-shirt. This has been Beat the Clock only on Buzzer. Yay! Thank you guys so much for watching. Next up, we have Mike and Rob up against Nick and Will on Beat the Clock only on Buzzer.